The Bush administration believes that Iraq is stockpiling supplies of antidotes for nerve agents. That may mean that Saddam Hussein is preparing to use chemical or biological weapons if the U.S. attacks Iraq. Since the 1991 Gulf War, the U.S. Army has tried to improve protective gear and training for soldiers in case they're exposed to such weapons. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
After the first Persian Gulf War, Army designers did something the military doesn't always do. They asked soldiers in the field how to improve the outfits that provide a thin plastic and charcoal-lined barrier between them and deadly chemical or biological agents. The result, soldiers say, was a new chem-bio battlefield suit that's lighter, easier to use, and easier to breathe in. The Army recently displayed its improved equipment to reporters. Half a dozen members of an elite Army chem-bio unit stood at attention wearing new protective suits. But one of the unit's members offered unintended proof that the bulky suits still come with their own hazards. While the commander spoke, one soldier overheated in the protective suit under bright lights and suddenly collapsed face first into a row of chairs.
Incident Response Force is different than TEU. If you were to stick around here and get some water. Why don't you guys go ahead and stand at ease? Take it easy. Unzip. Yeah, go ahead and cool off a little bit. Those lights are pretty hot.
But cameras and TV lights hardly equal the heat and pressure of desert combat. The soldier's collapse shows that the suits are still cumbersome and difficult to work in. Analysts agree they can seriously degrade combat effectiveness, especially in the heat. Captain Regan Edens is a member of the Army's Chemical and Biological Technical Escort Unit, or TEU. Edens recently returned from 6 months in Afghanistan.
Depending upon the heat index, it can cut you down all the way from, you know, maybe 3 hours to 2 hours to even 1 hour, depending upon the heat and level of intensity of the work. Any operational environment that you work in, the cooler is the better. But you have to realize that soldiers have to fight whenever and wherever they're called. So oftentimes we don't get a chance to choose the place and time for which we fight.
Combat effectiveness comes down to training. While the TEU is a specialized unit, all regular Army soldiers deploy with a full ensemble of chemical or biological protection equipment. At Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, the Army trains its troops on how to survive a chemical strike. And each Army unit, down to the company level, has a chem-bio specialist whose job is to make sure soldiers are fully trained to respond quickly. The Technical Escort Unit's commander, Lieutenant Colonel George Leacake, says they try to establish a minimum time for a soldier to get into the protective gear. But he admits it's never a sure thing.
What really matters is, does the soldier get in it fast enough in order to not get contaminated? Now, depending upon the environment and the chemical used, that could be an hour. Or it could be several minutes. And believe it or not, you know, no matter how hard you train, Murphy always finds a way to sneak in there and something will happen. A strap will get caught on something or what have you. But the bottom line is, I think our people are trained well enough to be able to respond in a timely manner so as to minimize the risk.
Contrary to its name, the Technical Escort Unit spends little time escorting these days. Most of the time, they directly support combat units in the field, sampling, detecting, monitoring, and disposing of conventional biological and chemical agents. The unit also works with state and local response teams on homeland security. Iraq is allegedly trying to buy mass quantities of atropine, an antidote to nerve agents. Captain Eden says he and his soldiers each carry 3 atropine kits at all times. While the antidote can save a life, he says it'd be a mistake to think a shot of the stuff will allow a soldier to stay in the fight.
It's terribly, terribly unpleasant. And as that atropine affects you, it's gonna increase that heart rate and then slow it down. So it has it has that speeding effect at first and then the sedating effect at the end. So it's not as if once you receive the antidote that you're ready to fight again.
The Army won't say how many soldiers are in the Chemical and Biological Escort Unit. Several hundred is all they'd say. Commanders were hoping to double the unit's size by 2004, but after September 11th, the Army began expanding the unit a year early. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.